Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. For those who listen regularly or get my emails, I talk a lot about Project You versus Project Baby. And the more we focus on Project You, Project Baby takes more care of itself, whether it's naturally or with treatment. There's different ingredients of Project You, and the core of it is you know you're going to be okay whatever happens. So for me, it's not just about fertility, it's about you in life, knowing you're okay, having this innate confidence, innate well-being, and living what I call more from the inside out. And one other facet of Project You is a sense of purpose. And I just want to dive into this week's episode and explore what does that really mean, living from a sense of purpose, and how does that impact our chances of getting pregnant. So let's dive in and find out. Remember to hit subscribe if you haven't done so, and please do leave a rating because it helps me know that you love this and enjoy this and encourage me to do more. Loving you. Recently, I was clearing out some photos on my computer and I came across a photo I hadn't seen for a long time. It's actually one of my favourites. It's me as must be mid-20s, maybe 23, with a young boy, Sammy. He must have been about 5. I was volunteering at on a youth camp. It was a weeks-long kind of holiday for teenagers. And Sammy was the son of one of the volunteers. And we just spent so much time together. We just enjoyed each other's company. We just connected and hit it off. And it was such a joy to be with him. And just when I looked at his big brown eyes, I just kind of melted. And it was magical. And I just loved being with children. I always thought I'd have children. And often it's not a thing you really consider, you know, especially often maybe women may consider more than men, but we often don't consider we'd have a problem having children. And it's always what I wanted, I think, to have a family and to bring love. And I guess to be loved in a way that maybe in ways I wasn't growing up. When I looked at Sammy, I just wanted him to know he was the most amazing thing in the world, because that's what I thought he was. And I wanted him to know that. To be enjoyed. To be wanted and to be people interested in him. And that's what I want for my son. And that's why I offered youth work and working with teenagers. I often think teenagers are like a forgotten generation. I wanted the teenagers I worked with to know that they were loved and not forgotten at all. I saw them and saw how amazing they were and wanted them to know how they were amazing themselves. And when I work with my clients, I often talk about Project You versus Project Baby. And the more we take a step back and focus on Project You, Project Baby takes more care of itself. It's naturally or with treatment. And there's different elements of kind of Project You. And one is purpose. Because I can see in my own life, I thought having children allowed me to live a more purposeful life. And when I ask people, often the first conversation with people, I might ask them the question, what will having a baby give you? And purpose is often the answer, one of the answers. And the problem is if we think anything is going to give us a sense of purpose. If we think a sense of purpose comes from something outside of us, that puts immense, immense pressure on Project Baby. And my aim is through Project You is to help clients find a sense of purpose even beyond having a baby. And when we do that, having a baby shifts from being a need, a psychological need, to being a desire. The whole pressure comes off. I didn't believe that was possible on our journey. I didn't believe we could live a purposeful, contented life without children as much as with children. When I did my own Project You, I found that place I didn't believe was possible. A place of truly believing that life without children can be just as contented and purposeful as with children. And I do believe that what we create as a kid is what we want to bring into the world, and that's often aligned to our purpose. Yeah, so for me as a child, I guess I craved to be seen, to know I was wanted, to be valued, to be appreciated, to be enjoyed. Those are things I kind of craved. And that's, I guess, what I sense I want to bring into the world. I want people to know that. Even with my clients. Yes, it's about them having a baby, but it's actually more than that. It's about them knowing they're wanted, they're desired, they're loved, they're cherished, they're what amazing. It's like loving them. It's that enable them to love themselves fully, to know who they really are, and not through the limiting thoughts and beliefs and insecurities we often pick up along the way. For years, I tried to find my purpose. I had no idea what it was. I spent 17 years in a job that wasn't really me. And it's because I was caught as living outside in. My people pleaser, the little boy that really wanted to be loved, didn't want people to think badly of me. Crave to be accepted. It meant that I was so focused on how people may respond to me, what they think of me. I'd lost the sense of me, who I was, what did I want, my hopes, dreams and desires, because growing up they were not a consideration. What was important was how my mum might respond if I did this. Would she be angry? Would I feel loved or not? So my radar, spider sense, was focused on the outside of me rather than my soul, my heart's desires, living what I call inside out. Knowing we're okay. Knowing it's okay to express ourselves freely. Knowing it doesn't matter what other people think, that's just their thinking. It doesn't mean we become selfish, arrogant kids. It means we come from a place of loving ourselves as well as loving other people. Knowing our hopes and dreams and desires and opinions and thoughts are just as valid as everyone else's. For me that means we live what I call living from the inside out. It's not from a place of fear, it's a place of possibility. One client was wrestling with whether to go for a promotion or not. And often this happens on this journey, scared of introducing more stress or being too stressed, and a lot of people I know stop work on this journey to eradicate stress. That can become a double-edged sword because you're investing even more into this process and your world shrinks, and I say that work is not actually the source of our stress, it's our thinking about it, it's our mindset we bring to it. But anyway, she was asked by the partners of the business whether she'd like to be a partner herself. And she was really wrestling with that. Whether she wanted, whether she wanted the additional responsibility. At the time she thought maybe it'd bring more stress. But as we worked through her Project U journey, she began to see actually work was not her source of stress. It was her insecurity, her fear she brought to it. But also she really tapped into that sense of purpose for her, the things she wanted to bring to the world, the things she most craved as a kid. And that was, I guess, similar to mine, a sense of belonging. And that was drove her to be interested in being a partner, to help shaping the culture of the business, because she wanted work to be like a family, a place where everyone felt they were valued and they belong. Suddenly she had a vision, a purpose, even in work. And she loved it and she became a partner and loves creating that ethos, that value within the organisation. That bring more flow. It didn't bring more stress. It brought more flow to her life and flow to her body. So many people I worked with have life goals and visions and projects all on hold because of Project Baby. And the more we bring that flow back into our life, the more our body begins to flow. Another client wanted to start a photography business, actually it was baby photography. Of course, you can imagine how difficult that was. But the more she found her innate well-being, the more she found this place of knowing she's okay whatever happens, which is the core of Project You, she knew it was okay to do it. And she could express her creativity and have this vision come into fruition and again bring more flow into life. And she got pregnant a few months later. Did she mind that she had to stop the business or put it on hold because she's pregnant? Absolutely not. It's an amazing, wonderful situation to be in. So for me, the more we allow this creative energy of purpose and flow to move through us, it moves Project Baby from a need to a desire. So I encourage you to explore, what is it you'd love to bring into the world, even beyond having a baby? What would you love to be doing and living this place that feels inspiring to you, purposeful to you, that's a living example to your future children? What did you crave most as a kid? What do you want to bring into the world? And how can you start doing that now? That's why I encourage you to explore. Loving you.